Governor Pat Quinn is asking the state Senate to reconsider its vote after the chamber quashed a pension measure that would cut state employees and teachers' retirement benefits. Quinn says the Senate's action lets down the people of Illinois, whom he says are paying $17 million every day the current pension system stays in place. House Speaker Mike Madigan's comments were even more direct. He told the Sun-Times the Senate's failure to pass his pension legislation showed a failure of leadership, a remark seemingly directed at Senate President John Cullerton, heard here.
I'm sure he's disappointed, but he passed the bill and we weren't able to, so I'm sure he's frustrated. We're all frustrated because it's a very tough issue.
Cullerton favors a different pension reduction plan, one that has the backing of labor unions. He continues to call on the House to take up his version and says he'll keep working toward an agreement. There's a chance the Senate could pass narrow pension changes already approved by the House, that a brand new plan will surface, or that legislators will adjourn without a pension solution at all. I'm Amanda Vinicky.